Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe explains how an encounter with God changed Moses' identity and how it could change yours too.
When you encounter the God of the universe, He redefines who you are. He calls you son. He calls you daughter. He lets you know that no matter what you've done or where you've been, He redefines your narrative, your story.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and also the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Well, before a motion picture movie is made, the creative team sits down to mock up a storyboard of the film. A storyboard is a sequence of drawings that help show the flow of the narrative beforehand. Now, this process allows everyone involved to see a visual representation of where the film is headed, so there aren't any surprises. And as we move forward in our study today, Mark explains that for some people, it's time to get back to the drawing board to re-envision your life story. So here's Mark with today's message from the book of Exodus.
Moses was at 80 years old, an obscure shepherd with very humble mindset. There was no aspiration of doing anything great anymore, although he had a past where he felt like he was called. I want you to notice what God does, because it's real important. He comes to a mountain, Mount Sinai. As he's shepherding the flock, he sees in the distance a fire. And as he looks at this fire, it's a bush. A bush that has a flame, but it's an unusual flame because normally a bush will be set on fire and then the flame will start to dwindle down as the branches are consumed. But this was a different kind of fire. This fire kept burning and burning and burning, and the brightness did not go down, and it attracted Moses' attention. I want you to see something. I believe that supernaturally, by God's Spirit, that Moses could have walked away from the burning bush, or he could have walked towards the burning bush. I believe that the Spirit of God drew him towards the burning bush. He walked towards his encounter. Now, we don't always know what God is doing, and we don't always understand what God is doing, but I believe that there's something inside of every called person, every woman of God that has the Holy Spirit, that draws us towards the God encounter. The Bible says that Moses walked towards this God encounter, towards this burning bush, and this burning bush revealed something about God. It's what the theologians call a theophany, a manifestation of the pre-existing Christ, a physical manifestation of God. God is spirit, but the burning bush was a physical manifestation of God. The angel of the Lord was in that bush, and fire, a consuming fire that never ended, was burning in that bush. And I want you to understand what happens at that burning bush, because I believe that some of you, God is calling you to walk towards that encounter, because some of you are experiencing or have experienced or will experience your own burning bush experience. God used the burning bush to capture Moses' attention, to shake him up out of the ordinary, to call Moses out of what he was doing, to consider his real calling, and to redirect Moses into a dream that he had let go of a long time ago. What is the burning bush of your life? I don't know how it shows up. It may show up as a place, a person, an experience, an encounter with God. Not every burning bush is the same, but this fire that we see in Exodus chapter 2, suddenly the angel of the Lord, it's a consuming fire, and he appears in this blazing fire, and Moses is amazed by this fire, by the way God is called a consuming fire. He's referred in Scripture as a consuming fire, and here it is. Although we may feel like we're alone in the desert, listen, in our wilderness, we really are not alone because God is there. I love the fact that it wasn't in a temple that God showed up to Moses. I love that it was in the solitude of the desert. The place where people would say, Moses is alone. He was out there with his sheep alone. maybe feeling the loneliness in his soul, but it was, although he was in the desert, a dry place, no water, although he was alone, yet God was in the midst of his desert. I don't know, maybe you've been feeling like that recently, that you're in a desert, and I want to just make you aware of this, that you're not alone, because God is in the midst of your desert. Whether you have known it or not, felt it or not, even believed it or not, like Moses, God has not taken his hand off of your life. Oh, I know it can feel lonely and dry and deserted. And maybe you feel like what you're doing has very little impact and significance, but I want you to know, like Moses, that those are just emotions. The Bible says you are not alone. And I want you to know that regardless of what you're doing in your life right now, regardless of what season it is, you're not alone. The presence of the living God is there. Whether you feel him or not, God is there. It's interesting what happens next. He hears the voice of God calling out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And then the Bible says in verse 5, God says, "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. You see, this was a holy moment. It was in the middle of the desert, not in a temple, but it was a holy moment. How many of you know that you can have holy moments in anywhere? I've had holy moments in my life in the middle of a street where I knew God was there speaking to me. I've had holy moments in very unusual places where God shows up. Wherever God shows up in his manifest presence and power, that's a holy moment. Now God said, "Take off your sandals." And you see, the removal of sandals was well known in the Egyptian culture. And the priests would observe that in their temples. With the removal of your shoes is a confession of personal defilement. It's kind of saying, I know I'm unholy, but because this is a holy place, I'm taking off my shoes that are defiled with dirt, and I'm stepping on holy ground because this is a sacred place. And God was telling Moses, "Hey, Moses, you're in the desert, but because I am here, this is a holy place." Moses fully understood it. He hid his face. He knew this was a holy moment. He knew that God was speaking to him. And God reminds him that he's the God of the past, but he has a calling into the future, but he's speaking to him in the present. He says to him, "I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Now, what did these three people have in common? Well, they are fathers of the Hebrew nation, but they are also three individuals that God manifestly, powerfully showed up to. God showed up to Abraham. He showed up to Isaac. He showed up to Jacob as Jacob wrestled with God. These were men who had had encounters with God, men who had experienced God, men of the faith. And Abraham, God was telling Moses, "Hey, Moses, I am the same God that worked in their life, and I'm working in your life as well." They are the patriarchs. He was reminding Moses that God is a God of covenant. He had promised Abraham an Abrahamic covenant that his descendants would be blessed and that they would be like the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. There's a covenant that he made with Abraham, and Moses was his descendant, and God was saying to Moses, "Moses, I am the God, the same God that worked in their life, I'm the same God working in your life." You see, we need an encounter. What encounters with God do is they show us the greatness of God, and they remind us of our part in the story that God has. I'm talking to someone here that maybe you have had a chapter that has just defined your life. Maybe it was bankruptcy. Maybe it was a backslidden season of your life where you did things that you're ashamed of, and you look at your life and you've allowed that chapter to define you. Maybe you've been holding within you the secret shame of an abortion or two that happened in your past life, or maybe you've made some major mistakes and maybe you're recovering from a divorce or just a very dark chapter of your life, and you allowed that chapter to define your calling, to define who you are, and you can't get past it because the shame, the guilt. And it requires an encounter with God. When you encounter the God of the universe and he speaks to you and he says, my son and my daughter, and when he shows you his greatness and his holiness, it's not to condemn you, but through the blood of Jesus, it's to wash you and cleanse you. And when you experience his power, he redefines who you are. He calls you son. He calls you daughter. He lets you know that no matter what you've done or where you've been, he redefines your narrative, your story. It's the God that we serve. What an amazing God that is, isn't it?
We're pausing the message for just a moment. You're listening to Bold Steps in the Bible teaching of Mark Job. We're nearly halfway through a two-week series titled What Now? And if you've missed any of the previous messages, you'll find them online at boldstepsradio.org. Our series is based on Mark's book of the same title. And if you're wanting to discover how to move into your next season, we'd love to send you a copy of Mark's book. Learn how to journey from where you are to the place God is calling you. I'll tell you how to request a copy a little later in the program, so please keep listening. Right now, let's get back into the message. Mark has titled today's lesson from the book of Exodus, Re-envision Your Life Story.
So first of all, don't allow one chapter to define your life. Secondly, don't step away, step towards your God encounter that redefines your story. And then lastly, number three, listen, we must be willing to exchange our identity and plans for God's life narrative or God's story. Verse 7 says, the Lord said, so Moses is barefoot in front of this burning bush and God speaks to him and he says, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. And I'm concerned about their suffering. By the way, the people of Israel had been suffering for about 400 years. They had been in the land of Egypt for 400 years. Not all the time did they suffer as badly, but the suffering was increasing. And so 400 years they had been there. And he says, so I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. God is saying this to Moses. And I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Listen, verse 10. So now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Now, can you imagine Moses? He's 80 years old. He's a shepherd for 40 years. And suddenly God is saying, I am resurrecting the calling that you had 40 years ago on your life. I'm not done with you, Moses. Now, I can't get into the whole story of what happens, how God has to say, I am the God that I am, and how he does signs to him. But I want you to notice this. I want you to know that God redirects his story. He redefines his narrative. Moses thought he was going to be a shepherd for the rest of his life. He just thought, I'm going to have sheep, and I hope they birth a lot, and I raise my sons to be good shepherds as well. But God redefines his story. God says, no, that's not my narrative for your life. You have a calling beyond being a shepherd. I know you've written your own narrative, but I'm telling you that you have a calling beyond the narrative that you thought you had, and you need to allow me to write your narrative. Moses had come to view himself as a shepherd. He had long ago given up his calling and walked away from it. He no longer had aspirations, and now God had to speak into his life and say, I'm going to use you in a way that you never thought I was going to use you. I'm going to use you to set my people free. Now, 40 years ago, Moses was brash, proud, full of himself, trying to accomplish the purposes on his own. Now he was humble, he was broken. Now he was saying, God, no, I think you got the wrong person. But God is rewriting, saying, no, this is exactly who I want. I want you, Moses. And by the way, scripture tells us that Moses was one of the most humble men on earth. Why? Because he what he went through. Later on, Moses would encounter God face to face. He would go up to the mountain and come back with the tablets, the Ten Commandments. He would experience God. He came down, his face glowing because he had been in the presence of God. He experienced God and saw God like few men have seen him. He would go to the opening of the tent and people would know that Moses was going to meet with God. He was a man that walked with God, met with God, yet he maintained the humility that he had grown to experience that had shaped his character in the desert. You may be in the desert right now, wondering what God is doing. But I don't believe that any desert is wasted on God. I believe that God is shaping us in the desert. 40 years, not viewing himself as someone that God could use that way. But God said, I'm going to take you, I'm going to break you, and I'm going to use you. And God told Moses, I've come to deliver my people. I've heard their cry. So what I want to tell you today is that as you look to the next season of your life, you need to stop and listen. But then you need to re-envision your life story from God's perspective. I'm speaking to a woman that's been abused in her life, and you look at yourself and you have this instinct inside of you that God could never use you because you're broken. And I want to say, you're wrong. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. I'm talking to that man that who's spent several years in prison. And you try to hide that in your application. You don't want people to know about it because you feel like God could never use you because of your stint in prison. And I want to say, you're wrong. Let God rewrite your story. I'm talking to that person that grew up in a Christian home and you went and became a prodigal and you've really messed up and you went years away from God, even though you knew. And you look at those years and you think, man, I'm so ashamed of what I did and what happened. How could God ever use me? Because I look at myself as dirty, as polluted, as a failure before the eyes of God. And I want to say, no, you're wrong. Let God rewrite your story. You see, it's in the presence of God that we re-envision not our calling, but God's calling on us. It's through a fresh God encounter that he begins to speak to us. He redefines our story. He has us not stuck in a chapter, but he writes the rest of our story. I'm talking to someone here today. And so as we close our time together, I'm just wondering, are you stuck in a chapter like Moses was? Have you allowed one bad chapter of your life to define you? Have you allowed the enemy to shape your identity through one mega failure? If today that's what's happened to you and you're stuck in that one chapter, can I tell you that God is saying to you to walk towards the burning bush today? I believe you have a burning bush in your life because God shows up in everybody's life. God speaks to us. He manifests. He shows up to us. God is chasing you. And you may see that burning bush and say, no, I'm not going to walk towards it. But I believe God draws us by his power to his presence, to an encounter with him. He wants to reveal himself to you in a fresh new way. He wants to, like he did with Jacob, and Jacob wrestled with God and God called him by a new name. Your name now will be Israel, not Jacob. He redefined his identity. Moses, he rewrote his story and said, I still have a call upon your life. You have another season like never before, like you couldn't imagine. And I believe that God is speaking to some people here today who you've been stuck in a chapter and God says, no, I'm not done with you. I'm rewriting your story. This is a new season. It may be different than what you expected, but I want you to walk towards the burning bush. I want you to encounter me afresh again. I want to give you your marching orders. I want to let you know that I can use the broken and the hurting and those that have been humbled through the desert, that I can use you and change because I've changed you. You know suffering, you know pain. I've taken away your shame. I've washed your past because I have a purpose and a plan for your life. So I'm wondering, are you in the desert? Is God shaping your character? Is God drawing you to the burning bush so that you can encounter him in a fresh new way? I believe this next season of your life, I believe that God is calling people into a new season. And I believe that God's purposes are better and stronger and more beautiful than what you can anticipate or imagine. Yeah, I believe that God loves you and that God is restoring. And you'll never know what your purpose is until you encounter the greatness of God, because it's not about your strength and power. It's about encountering his greatness. And it's in his greatness and power that our story is redefined. So I want to pray with you as we close this time together. Would you just, wherever you're at today, would you just bow with me as I pray for this next season of your life, that God would show up in a burning bush, that you would walk towards the God encounter, that you would not be afraid of what God wants to do in your life. Father, I thank you that you have spoken to some today through this word. I pray in Jesus' name that the chapter of shame, the chapter of failure, the chapter of condemnation, the chapter of guilt, for some today will melt away in the presence of your burning fire, God. I pray for the person that's stuck in that chapter, God, and has been stuck there way too long. I pray in Jesus' name that they would see the greatness of your power today, that they would feel the power of your love to forgive. I pray that today, God, in a fresh new way, they would see, God, that you are the God of redemption, of second chances, that you are the God that restores and changes. And I pray that today would mark the closing of a chapter. And I pray, Lord, as we encounter your greatness and understand that you are the great God that has never had a beginning, will never have an end, the holy God of the universe that we could never come close to except through what Jesus has done on the cross, that we would embrace the message of Jesus in a fresh and powerful way, that we would let the power of the gospel surge through us, God, that we would let it redefine our story. And I pray that some, God, in this season, we'll rediscover the story that you have for their lives, God, not the one that the enemy has tried to write into their being, but the God story. I thank you for redemption. I thank you for the power of your love. I thank you for new beginnings, God. I thank you that you help us re-envision our life story in the presence of your light and greatness. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark Job. And if you joined us late during this broadcast today and want to hear it from the beginning, you can always catch up right now when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Catch up anytime, boldstepsradio.org. Well, Mark, you have a book that we're offering as our Bold Steps gift called What Now? How to Move into Your Next Season. And this is just such a timely word for right now where many people are living.
Yeah, if this message has stirred your appetite and got you thinking and you say, I need to find out more about this, then I would highly encourage that you get this book called What Now? How to Move into Your Next Season. And by the way, we want to offer this to anybody that gives a donation of any kind to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
Yes, it's just our way of saying thanks for helping to support the ministry of Bold Steps. You can give your gift at 844-615-7363. Call us at 844-615-7363 or give online and request the book when you go to boldstepsradio.org. On the left side of the homepage there, click on Give a One-Time Gift and you'll receive the book with your gift. boldstepsradio.org. And also, don't forget, you can always catch this daily program and our sister program, Bold Steps Weekend, on your favorite podcasting platform. Just download the app to your smartphone or device, and no matter where you are or what you're doing, you'll never have to miss a minute of Mark's insightful teaching. For more detailed instructions, just go to boldstepsradio.org. I'm Wayne Shepherd. That's all the time we have today, but be sure to come back tomorrow when Mark challenges us to adjust our thinking. It's a lesson on shedding your old ways so you can move into the place God has called you. It's coming up Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.